Mikaeli Krong, head volleyball coach for the Acumening Wolves, joining KC Miners at Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network here for our volleyball preview show. And coach, you guys had a good group last year. Some really young girls saw some time on the court. I think ended up winning four games last year for you guys in a really tough Western Iowa conference. A lot of those girls going to be back for you this year, but you do lose a big senior. Overall thoughts on how last year went and, you know, kind of some things you're looking forward to this year?
I'm really looking forward to just having those girls back and seeing them more in a leadership role this year versus being younger. Now they're a little bit older, kind of more considered upperclassmen, and they've been doing a good job of like leading the group, which is nice.
What are kind of your overall thoughts on how last year played out for you guys? A lot of these girls got experience, you know, as young sophomores and freshmen.
Yeah, there were times that we struggled. I think we've learned a lot from that, especially like serve receive. Just learning to adjust and make adjustments here and there so that way we can pass the ball so then we can keep the offense on our side as much as possible.
You've had about a week of practice in for you guys so far. You know, what are some of the big improvements you've seen already in the girls throughout, you know them just putting in work and stuff like that through the summer?
I just think they all come to the gym. They're ready to play. They're ready to work really hard. They'll do whatever I ask them to do, throw anything at them, and they're ready to go. They do a nice job of communicating with each other. I think they just really like and get along with each other, which I think will be very positive and a big help for us this year.
You know, kind of taking a look at it, mentioned some of the girls coming back for you. Carly Arp, Addison Bandow, you know, Grace Carroll, also going to have Carly, kind of a girl that can play all over the place, was the second on your team in assists last year, but then also second in kills. That's going to be good to have a player like that back for you guys. And then also Addison was third on the team in kills, and then you bring in Grace Carroll. So it should be pretty good up front for you guys this year.
Those guys, and then along with, we have a couple sophomores that'll see some playing time in the front row, and then Keegan Ashide as a freshman will also see some playing time.
Who are some of those other girls, you know, besides the ones you just mentioned that, you know, could really make an impact for the Wolves team early on here in the season?
Yeah, the returners, of course, obviously. And then Ella Langle as an outside hitter and Kate Bando as our other middle hitter. We'll see a lot of time. And we went to a camp earlier this preseason, and it was nice to see them get to play and kind of see where they mix and fit in with the team.
You know, after last season only winning four games, do you think the girls this season are coming in hungry and ready to really compete with a bunch of girls coming back from last year's team?
Yeah, I think for sure. They put a lot of work in the off season in the weight room, and their mentality has just been like, we're going to be better. We want to be better. We don't want to lose that many games anymore. We're ready to put the work in and do what it takes to win games.
Overall, how are numbers looking for you guys?
I think we have a total of 27 girls out from JVR through varsity, so I think they're down a little bit from last year, but a good group. I would say a good set of numbers still. We'll be able to field or put on like out a varsity JV and a JVR team.
You know, with as many girls coming back as you had last year on your varsity lineup, you know, has it been easier for you to coach this year, you know, with kind of implementing, you know, how you want to run your offense, how you want to set up on defense and stuff like that with a lot of the girls coming back there to know kind of your system?
Yeah, and I think just even like knowing drills, that always helps. You know, like I say something, I don't have to explain it over and over. They're like, oh, yep, we know what you're doing. They can get us set up right away. And then we just waste less time in practice, which helps. So all of that's just great. And like I said before, they're just a good group of girls. They're like ready to work hard and do their best every day, all day. So that's nice too.
If you look at roster-wise, based off, is still going to kind of have a young team, but with a lot of experience, not a lot of seniors, I feel like, going to be on this team this year. What are some of the goals that you guys have set as a team to kind of help yourself succeed this year?
I think the biggest one is coming in and getting better every day. Like we talk a lot about, you can either get better or get worse. You can walk through warm-ups and do them, but they're not maybe not the best job doing them, or you can like try to get better while doing them and create good habits versus creating bad habits. So I think that is a big goal for us. And then just focusing on like our serving, making sure we're not missing serves that we shouldn't be missing, and then serve receive, just we worked a lot on that and are still working a lot on that just so we can run our offense.
How do you feel the schedule going to play out for you guys? You got a tournament, or not a tournament, a scrimmage coming up again in Atlantic. You're going to see some bigger schools there, so it'll be good to kind of gauge where you guys are at. You know, overall, how do you feel the schedule plays out? What are some teams you're excited to see the girls really compete against?
Yeah, I think our schedule sets up nice for us. So we added another tournament this year at Boyer Valley, so that'll be kind of a good one for us, I think. But we do lose. We usually play Boyer Valley in like a home match or away, a duel. And so we lose that, but it will be okay to see them in the tournament. Overall, I think they're just excited to go to the conference, to conference play, and kind of prove, like, hey, we've gotten better. We're not the same team we were last year or the year before. And just kind of make a little bit of a statement there.
McKaylee, that's all I got for you today. I want to thank you for joining me, and good luck coming up this week.
Thank you.
Again, that was IK Manning Wolves head volleyball coach McKaylee Cron here on the preseason show. We'll step away, take a break. We'll talk more volleyball coming up after this.